I can stay no longer. The sweep and water I mean to cross. O'er high hills and the lofty mountains, to spend the night with my own wee lass. Though the night being dark as dungeon, and none the star there didn't appear, I will be guided without a stumble into the arms of my dear. Slowly I crept into my love's window, and slowly knelt down upon the stone. And through a pain I gently whispered, saying merely, darling, are you at home? Then slowly, slowly the door she opened, and slowly, slowly I slipped in, and there we lay in each other's arms till the long night was nearly in. Go away and ask your mother if she is willing my bride you will be. If she says no, come back and tell me 'tis the last night I will trouble you. I need not go nor ask my mother, for she's in her chamber all lanterns. In her right hand she holds a letter, which reads, much love unto your displease. One that makes them speak so ill of me, love, a loyal lover to you I have been. A loyal lover and a constant sweetheart, true to you I have always been. For I can climb the high, high tree, and I can ramble the wild bird's nest, and I can pluck the sweeter flower, but not the flower that I love best. For after dawning there comes a morning, and after morning there comes a day, and after one love there comes another. We need not hold them that will away. When I sit down all and my measure, and my foolish folly I think on, I'm placing my fond affection all on the mend so hard to